Words that start with a shadda are only found in the Quran, and they cannot be found in any other Arabic text. And this lesson is going to help you understand why this happens exclusively in the Quran and how you can pronounce it properly. We'll also answer the question of why you can't find any words in normal Arabic texts that start with a shadda. Now first, and just to be sure, and for those who don't know, shadda means doubling the letter. And this symbol represents the existence of a shadda. So typically, the letter that has the shadda sign on top can be broken down to two of the same letter, the first of which will always have sukoon, and the second one will have a vowel on it. This vowel could be fatha, dhamma, or kasra. Like in these examples, here in this word, the lam has shadda, which means that you're going to pronounce the lam two times, and you would say la'allakum. And as you can hear, the first lam has sukoon, so we say la'al, and then the second lam has fatha, and we say lakum, and together it would be la'allakum, la'allakum. So that is the function of the shadda. Let's have a look at another example. This word is nazzalna, nazzalna. So here the zay has a shadda with fatha on top, which would mean that it is made up of zay with a sukoon and another zay that has fatha on top, and therefore we would say nazzalna. Now let's go back to the main question of today's lesson, and let's start by answering the second part of it. Why don't we see any words that start with a shadda in normal Arabic texts? Why isn't there any word in normal Arabic texts that start with a shadda on top? And the answer is pretty simple. Because it is not possible to start a word with a shadda. Why? Well, there is a general rule in Arabic that says you can't start with a saken, and you can't end at a mutaharrik. Saken refers to a letter that has sukoon on it. And mutaharrik refers to the vowel that comes at the end of words. So you won't find words starting with shadda, because in Arabic you can't start a word with sukoon. And now you might be thinking, shadda is not sukoon. Well, as we've just explained, that every letter that has shadda, it means that it is made up of two of the same letter. And the first letter of which means that the first one that you would say, is a letter that has sukoon, and the second letter will have a vowel. So having shadda will necessarily mean that the first thing that is pronounced will be sukoon. And that's why it is impossible to have a word that starts with a letter that has shadda. But now you might be wondering, if the Quran is Arabic, then how's it possible that in the Quran, there are words that do start with a shadda, but we don't see that in normal Arabic texts? And the answer is, the reason why some words in the Quran seem to begin with a shadda is a tajweed phenomenon which is called idgham, or in English, letter fusion. This idgham or letter fusion has certain degrees and cases. And if you want to learn more about this tajweed rule, its conditions, and how to execute it properly, make sure to check out this lesson. It is very important, and it would make understanding this lesson much easier for you. So when two of the same or similar letters follow one another, and therefore they are completely fused, in Arabic we call that idgham kamil, or complete fusion. The first of the two letters is completely fused into the second letter. Therefore, that second letter isn't just a single letter anymore, but actually two, since the first letter is now fused into the second. This whole process of two letters becoming one is essentially exactly the same as adding a shadda to the letter. And that's why whenever there is a complete fusion, or idgham kamil, you will see that the second of the two letters that are being fused will have a shadda on top of it. And as you might have already guessed, this phenomenon happens within the same word and also between words. But of course, it stands out more when it happens between two words, because then the first letter of that word would have a shadda on top of it, and this might be confusing to some learners. So how do you pronounce it then? Well, you will see that the letter that comes before the letter with shadda will always have nothing on top or under it, to give you a hint not to pronounce it at all, and you only pronounce the second letter with shadda. So when it happens within the same word, like in this example, we would say
أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ.
So here, the qaf is completely dropped, and we pronounce the kaf with the shadda to compensate for the qaf that we dropped. So we say
نَخْلُقْكُمْ لُكُمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ.
One more time.
نَخْلُقْكُمْ
Not
نَخْلُقْكُمْ
or
نَخْلُقْكُمْ.
Both of these are not correct. But when this happens between words, you need to keep on reading. Otherwise, if you stop at the end of the first word and then continue at the second word, nothing special will happen, since the fusion will not take place, and you can safely ignore the shadda that you would then see at the beginning of some words.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَكَفَرُوا.
Here we see that the word تَأْتِيهِمْ starts with a shadda. Again, if you start at the word تَأْتِيهِمْ, there won't be anything special happening to the تَأْ. Only if you keep on reading from the beginning of the ayah is when you would fuse the تَأْ at the end of the word كَانَتْ together with the تَأْ at the beginning of the word تَأْتِيهِمْ. That's why when we keep on reading, we would say
كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ,
and we read them as one تَاء that has شَدَّة on top. Let's have a look at another example.
قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ.
Here in this example, the لَمْ at the end of the first word is fused with the لَمْ at the beginning of the next word. So we say
قُلْ لَنْ.
This does not mean that the word لَنْ starts with a شَدَّة. But this شَدَّة is only there because the لَمْ at the end of the word that comes before it is fused with the لَمْ at the beginning of the next word. And if for whatever reason you want to start at this word, you would just simply ignore the شَدَّة and you would read it like that.
لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ.
Next example.
قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ.
Here we see that the meme in the word مَشْرَبَهُمْ starts with a شَدَّة. And the reason for this meme to have a شَدَّة is because of the tanween that was added to the word before it. So that's why we say
أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ.
And if you would want to start at this word, you would normally pronounce it as if there is no شَدَّة, and you would say
مَشْرَبَهُمْ.
Now the next example is a beginning of an ayah, and the ayah begins with the word مَا that has شَدَّة on top. Now the reason for this شَدَّة is the last word that came at the end of the previous ayah. So in order to understand why there is a شَدَّة on top of the meme in the word مَا, you need to look back a little bit further to understand what is going on. And just like the previous example, the last word at the end of the previous ayah ends with a تنوين ضم. So this means that when you keep on reading, this تنوين will be fused together with the meme at the beginning of the following ayah. And you would say
عذاب أليم ما يود الذين كفروا.
But since we typically stop at the end of the ayah and then restart reading from the beginning of the next ayah, we should not pronounce the ma any differently at this position because we usually start at this word. And you would say,
ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل.
One more example.
وإذ قال طائفة منهم.
Here in this ayah we have a very similar case. The word طائفة starts with a شدة, but that doesn't mean that the word طائفة separately starts with a شدة, but it has a شدة in this position because the letter before it was fused together with the letter that comes after it. And that's why we said
قالت طائفة. قالت طائفة.
So in short, words in a separate state can't possibly start with a شدة, since in Arabic you can't start with a سكون. However, in some contexts in the Quran, some words would seem to start with a شدة only because of what comes before it, causing what we call idgham or letter fusion. Still, this would never have an effect on how you pronounce this word unless you link between the two words by keeping on reading. But if you stop at the first word and restart reading at the second word, then you can just simply ignore the shadda. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.